I'll tell you, well, Papa is staying in touch with us because we are just letting you know some of the neat gigs involved with the annual Auckland Arts Festival. Te tuhi ni kia ora no, hoki maira.
Kia ora tūngane, ngā mihi nui kia koe, kia koutou hoki.
Kia ora, how did it all get underway? I would have loved to have been there on Thursday, wasn't it, when we had a bit of a choral sing-song at the old Test Centre. What did you make of that?
Oh, hey, look, it was really awesome, and hats off to Choirs Aotearoa New Zealand, who chose four songs for their choirs to learn, and we had, you know, about 400 people signed up across Taumaki to come and learn choral parts to Waiata. So they did some rearranged some choral arrangements for Waiata, and I thought that they were going to be bilingual, but actually three of them were all in Te Reo, which was great. So we had Tim Finn's 6 months in the leaky boat, Ono Marama Pakere Haia, which was all in Te Reo, Dave Dobbin's Hene Ruhi, which was the slice of heaven in Te Reo, and then we had Tuti Ramanga Iwi in one English song, which was Swayed by Bikrunga. And it was awesome. It really was cool watching the faces of these people who were singing the songs, who just wanted to be part of the, you know, be part of a choir, be part of a singing group, coming together and getting together in Aotea Square. So it was really cool, man. It was so cool. So you know, they really want to do it again, you know, at some point leading up. So we're talking to them now about what other waiata we might be able to work on to get our te reo out there for, yeah. And the majority of them, you know, we're Pākehā or non-Māori. So that was telling in itself, given our current situation, you know. Our current reo crisis, I guess, that we go through, the situation with our reo and how it's under threat now. So many people were just so happy to be singing in te reo. It was great. It was so awesome to watch.
Well, I like what you say too. It sort of flies in the face a little of what's happening in Wellington, that people, non-Māori, come and say, be comfortable as to sing Waiata Māori. Well, I just spoke with Tini Ngata. She said it was a huge night in town on Friday night. I was at the Warriors. Oh. I'm pleased and sort of sorry to say all in one hit because we got beat. But M9 was in town, Pink there, as well as obviously the different shows associated with the festival. But perhaps some of that's in the background now. We can look at what's coming up this week.
But Dale, it was really awesome to see so many Māori in the city centre. You know, so yes, M9 was there and it was full, but we also had a Manifesto dance show at the Kiri Te Kanawa Theatre. We had Hear Me Roar, so that was the show by Betty Ann, Annie, Bodunga and Julia Deans in the Town Hall on Friday night in celebration of International Women's Day. So we had a couple of awesome kaupapa, but M9 was talking to Te Tiriti. Hear Me Roar was talking about wahine, celebrating wahine. So, you know, and we had a market, Māori arts market, in the square Friday and Saturday, so it was really cool to walk around and just see, you know, Māori faces all over, but to hear Māori being spoken, it was just a really cool weekend. But now you're right, that's behind us, and we move into week two of the festival. We don't have a hell of a lot of kaupapa Māori happening this week, except for we've got artists around doing Street Beats, which is our free outdoor program up and down Queen Street, outside the Civic Theatre. Te Whainua Te Wiata is our whanaunga from Tūranga Waiwai, who plays flamenco guitar. And so him and his mate are going to be playing. Demetrius Savainaya, someone guy married to a Māori, good on him, is taking a drumming session this weekend. So we've got Culture Beats on in Aotea Square on Saturday, which features a couple of our visiting groups. So Afrikaan Cirque is an African-centred group there, where the main guy used to be in Cirque du Soleil, and he broke away and started his own group. So it's acrobatics, but with African music and drumming, and they're going to bring a small drum group up to Aotea Square to do a free show, along with Drew Percussion, who's a huge percussion group from Taiwan, coming to program Culture Beats with Taikor drummers and Anuanua Cook Island drummers. So we've got heaps of drumming, and so we're giving people the chance to come to the square, bring something to bang on, and be part of a drum symphony. So we're hoping to, you know, we want to build up, just like our choir, we want to get a really huge percussion group going and see where we can make things work from there moving on. But so that's the program that we've got, City Beats. Culture Beats, where the four groups, international groups, play play, and then City Beats, where we invite people from everywhere to come and bang on a drum, bang on a can, bring a plastic bucket, bring a poi, bring a handheld drum, who knows, just bring something that'll make some noise. And then we have Samoan Cousins have their show still at the ACB Waterfront Theatre. It's great for those who speak Samoan. They'll be able to understand a lot of it. So there's a lot of Samoan language in there. So yeah, that's part of our kaupapa too, is promoting languages other than English. Frequency underground piano. We've got a pop-up piano shooting around. So I'm pretty sure it's at Mangere at Maunga. There's just so many things out at Piha as well. We're putting the piano on the beach at Piha. And Robert Whittemu, Māori pianist, is going to play some of the music from the soundtrack of the piano, the movie, but also some classics. He reversioned some Waiata Māori, and so he'll be playing some of those. So, heading out to Piha and on Saturday and might go for a song or whatever, but go out and have a sing and take a picnic and a blanket and sit there and listen to some piano in places that you wouldn't normally hear piano music. It's really cool. And then we've got Inverted by the music of Phil Borges, a New Zealand jazz artist, on Sunday. So there's a whole bunch of stuff, but aklfest.co.nz is where you'll be able to pick up all the information.
Really good talking with you again. Thanks very much, too, sister. Sounds like there's some great shows to go and enjoy. Looking forward to our next conversation too later in the week. Thanks very much for joining us today. A tahua.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi nui. Kia ora te tuhine. Ngā mihi. And with 603 Urban Māori Radio, it's 8:45. Still to come, Ken Laban talking sport, or that's NRL sport. Joseph Parker had a good good victory over the weekend too. We'll also be talking with Peter Roycroft, who's from Kakangunu, and he too has been selected as a high-level scholar and academic.